那我们以祷告来开始。
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。在我们敬拜的时候也和我们同在。让我们能够听到你的声音。当你对我们说话的时候，我们可以跟随。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
I intended to end last week by some time for any questions.
我上个星期本来说本周是问答，然后就把这一课给讲完。
And I ran out of time.
但是上星期没讲完。
So let me start by asking, do you have any questions that came from last time that's kind of been nagging at you?
所以我想问大家，自从上个星期开始，有没有任何问题呢？
If not, I'll try to give time another time.
如果大家还没有问题，那我就再给大家一点时间，让你去想一想有没有什么问题。
I have one.
Yes, sir.
The teaching is great about perfect and harmony, but I think that teaching applied to myself, I think, wow, how can do that? How can be that?
Application.
Okay.
Application, yeah.
All right.
就讲到说这个应用如何应用到自己身上。
And the answer is.
这个答案就在于。
Two parts.
就是两部分。
Number one, it's impossible.
第一个呢。
You can't.
不可以。
Live what we talk.
就是说我们靠着自己的力量来活出来我们所讲的是不可能的。
It's impossible.
第一个是不可能的。
Okay, now, that's half of the answer.
那是答案的一半。
And by that I mean, we don't have the ability.
我的意思就是我们本身没有那种能力。
We don't have the ability to love God with an undivided heart.
我们没有那种就是专心一意的去爱神的能力。
We are pulled in too many directions.
我们有很多不同的声音在拉扯我们，很多的事情在吸引我们的注意力。
And so the short answer is, it's impossible.
所以这个简短的一个回答就靠我们自己的能力，没有办法专心一意的爱神。
The Puritans,
这个清教徒
used to have a principle of interpreting the Bible that I find very helpful.
他们有一个就是。读圣经就是解释四经的一种原则，我觉得很有帮助。
They said every command in the Bible.
他们说在圣经中的每一个诫命，每一个吩咐
is an implied promise.
它都是一个暗示的应许。
The command implies a promise.
就是当神给这个命令的时候，其实就是暗示了一个应许。
If we stop with, it's impossible to obey God's commands to be holy, to love Him completely.
如果我们的就是停在那儿，就说哦，不可能去圣洁，不可能去专心一意的爱神，我们就停在这儿靠，是不可能的。
And we just kind of say, well, wait this.
然后我们就说，就是这样的。
Or we become very frustrated trying to do something that we can never do.
或者我们就因为想要去做一些我们永远也做不到的事情，最后。灰心上帝。
But the second part of that answer, if God's commands to be holy, to love Him completely,
如果神的命令呢，说是你们要圣洁，要全心的爱他。
If that implies a promise,
如果这个就暗示了一个应许的话，
then we can obey Him through His grace, not our ability to fulfill it.
那就我们可以靠着他的恩典，而不是我们的自己的能力来成就神的那个命令。
Over and over, I've heard people say, Jesus, God would never tell us to do something that's impossible for us to do.
然后我不断的听到就是说，有人就说神不会让我们去做一些我们做不到的事情。
But actually, quite often, He tells people to do things that are impossible.
但是他经常会让人去吩咐人去做一些做不到的事情。
Peter.
彼得。
Walk on the water.
在水上行走。
That's impossible.
那个是不可能的。
Disciples.
门徒们。
5,000 people out there.
那边有5,000人。
Feed them.
给他们吃。
That's impossible.
那个也是不可能的。
Lazarus.
拉萨路。
I know you're in there dead.
我知道你已经死了。
Come out.
你出来。
That's impossible.
那个也是不可能的。
He seems to make a habit.
好像主耶稣就是
习惯性经常性的。Of giving us commands that are impossible.
给出来一些不可能的命令。
Israel crossed the Red Sea.
以色列人穿过越红过红海。
But when God tells them to do something that is impossible,
当神吩咐他们去做一些不可能的事情的时候,
it means he's getting ready to do something that will make it possible.
那就意味着神已经预备好要做一些事情让这个不可能成为可能。
Peter walked on the water.
彼得就在水上行走。
Impossible, but Jesus makes it possible.
因为本来是不可能的但是耶稣使其成为可能
feed these 5,000
去喂饱五千人
impossible
是不可能的
starts breaking the bread
但是主耶稣开始掰饼
and makes it possible
让它成为可能
cross the Red Sea
过红海
he divides it
然后他神把红海分开
and so the practical application of what we talked about is this
所以呢我们所讲的在生活中实际应用的就是
not okay I need to work really hard to pull it all together so that I can love God completely with an undivided heart
所以不是说、哦、我们要尽我把我所有的这个资源能力都用上以至于我可以全心的专心一意的爱神
that's not the application
这个不是那个应用
we will either become well we will either become very frustrated with trying and never achieving
我们或者是会因为不断的努力但是永远也达不到这个目标最后就灰心丧气垂头丧脸或者另外一个就是我完全都试都不试了
or maybe the worst of all we'll convince ourselves we'll do it and we'll go around much holier we think than everyone around us
然后或者是我们觉得说哦我已经做了然后感觉自己走一走觉得自己都比周围的人圣洁
the application I think is this
我觉得这个应用是这样的
God
神呐、啊、
That's impossible.
这个吩咐是不可能的。
I don't love you that way.
我没有那样子爱你。
My heart is too divided, too pulled apart.
我的心被各种不同的事情拉扯。
But God,
但是神呐、啊、
You said this is what you want.
你说这是你所想要的。
So today,
所以今天
Will you do it?
你能不能做到
I ran out of time last time, which seems to be a habit.
好像我的习惯就是总是最后时间不够。
Someday I'm going to teach a class where, you know, there's no end of the time. Just keep going until people die.
有一天我应该教一个课，就是没有课堂结束时间，直到大家都一直上到这个离世为止。
Last week I ran out of time.
上个星期呢，我是就是最后时间不到了。
To talk about this.What it means to love him, with serve him with an undivided heart.
就是讲到如何才是这个专心一意的去爱神，去服侍神。
I've told this story before, so some of you have heard it.
我以前讲过这个故事，所以其中有一些人可能听过了，
some of you haven't.
有些人可能还没听过。
And some of you have heard it, probably weren't listening.
也许你听过了，你都当时也没仔细听，所以都忘了。
But probably 25 years ago,
大概是25年。
I was teaching a Bible study for a group of actually Chinese people.
其实那时候我教的是一群这个中国人，教他们这个就是那个圣经查经。
And we would meet every Saturday morning and study for an hour.
我们每个星期六的早晨就是大家有一个小时的学习时间。
And one morning we were talking about what it means to serve God.
有一天早
晨 servant.
我们就讲到说。就是服侍神或者做神的仆人是什么意思
And I said What is the job of a servant?
然后我就问他们说那一个仆人的他的这个工作是什么呢
Now just out of curiosity If you haven't heard the story If you've heard it, don't answer
如果你没听过这个故事你别回答如果你没听过
What is your answer? What's the job of a servant?
那大家回答一下就是仆人的工作是什么呢
Whatever your master asks, you just do.
就是你的主人说什么
The answer I was expecting was to serve.
我所期待的答案就是说，就是去服侍嘛，或者就是刚才这个先生姐妹说，就是主人说什么就做什么。
But one of the people in the group said.
但是其中的一位参加的学生成员就说
，Yes,
就是是的。
And I thought, okay, you know, they didn't understand the question.
我就想说，哎，他们是不是没有明白我的问题呢？
They thought it was a yes or no answer.
他们以为这是一个是或者不是的问题。
So I said, what is the job that a servant is to do?
我就说，那仆人的工作是什么？
Yes.
他就说是
at which point I was getting frustrated because I didn't know how to ask the question better.
然后我自己有点垂头丧气，因为我不知道怎么样能更好的来表达我的问题，来问这个问题。
Finally, they realized this dumb American doesn't know English very well.
然后他最后认为，嗯，这个美国人可能不懂英文。
So we better explain it to him.
所以我们最好对他来解释一下。
And she said,
他说。
The job of a servant.
他说这个仆人的工作就是
is to say yes.
就是去说是。
And I thought that was about the best definition I've ever heard.
我觉得他是我听到的一个对有关仆人的最好的答案。
Whatever the master asks for.
不管这个仆人要什么，你的答案就是是。
Is to say.
就是你的答案就是
yes.
就是说是。
Whatever you ask me for, I will do.
不管你要我做什么，我都去做。
The servant doesn't have the option of saying.
这个仆人没有这个选项可以说。
Yeah, you ask for this, that'll work for me.
就是说，哦，你要这个，好像那个对我还是合适的。
This one, no, I'm sorry.
这个不行，对不对？
I'm not going to do that.
这个我不能去做。
The servant just says.
这个仆人就是说，
yes.
就是说，好。
So after that.
所以在那个学习。
I was reading a. Book by Elizabeth Elliot.
那我就读到伊丽莎白·艾略特的一本书。
And she wrote this in her diary when she was in college.
她在大学的时候，她的日记里边这么写的。
Lord,
说神呐、
啊、，I have said the eternal yes.
她说神呐、啊，我对你说了一个永远的事。
Said yes.
她就说就是永恒的事。
Period. That's
就是句号，没有再有别的。
And that's part of the answer to what your question.
那就是对这刚才这个问题的部分答案。
An eternal yes.
是一个永恒的事。
Not
永远的事。
And this is hard for me. And I don't see if it's hard for you.
这对我来讲是比较困难的。我不知道对你们是不是也比较难。
I am not naturally a trusting person.
我不是一个天然的就是很容易相信别人的人。
Someone a while back said to me,
就是很久以前有个人
I'm going to ask you for something. Will you please say yes?
我会要对你说一遍，问你一遍，你能不能先说好？
I said, what are you asking for?
然后我就先说你要的是什么呢？
Say yes, and then I'll tell you.
你先说好，先说是，然后我再告诉你。
And I said,
我就说。
My mom only raised one dummy, and that was my sister.
你养了一个笨小孩，那就是我的妹妹。
My sister doesn't like that.
我妹妹不喜欢。
She's not here.
她这次好像也不在的。
You tell me what you want, and then I'll decide if I say yes.
你先告诉我你要什么，然后我再说，嗯，我是不是要？
And they said, "Don't you trust me?"
然后对方就说，你不相信我吗？
Not that much.
我说没那么相信。
But serving God with an undivided heart.
所以有一个专心一意，不是半心半意的这样子来服侍神。
Is saying yes.
就是对神说我愿意。
Before the question.
在这个问题神问你之前，你就先说我愿意。
And you understand what an incredible act of trust that is.
你知道这是一个多么积极的一个信靠吗？
It's signing your name to a contract that hasn't been filled out yet.
就是好像签一个空白的一个条约似的，一个约定，一个合同。
Giving it to him to fill it.
你先就在这个合同上先签上你的名字，然后让神来把这个合同给写满。
And so the only way we can really serve him that way is through an act of trust.
所以我们如何？唯一的能够真正的全心全意的来服侍神，就是要有一个积极的相信信靠。
To recognize that he is a good God.
就是知道说他是一位美好美善的神。
And that whatever he commands me to do.
他所吩咐我做的每一件事情。
Is whether or not I understand it, it is for my good.
不管我是否明白了解，都是为了我的益处。
But that's part of it.
那只是其中的一部分答案。
I say yes.
我就说我愿意。
In Elizabeth Elliot's phrase, the eternal yes.
他就说，用伊丽莎白·艾略特的话说，就是我已经说出永远的我愿意。
But and here's what I have learned in the years since reading that and that period of time.
You mean about Elizabeth Elliot? 就是我读了这个伊丽莎白·艾略特这句话之后，那后边的年月又发生了什么呢
？That big eternal yes.
那个永远的那个很大的我愿意，永远的愿意。
Must be followed.
之后要跟随的要做的就是。
By many.
就是很多。
Small daily yeses.
就是小小的每一天的一个我愿意。
You see, here's what I find often happens.
我发现经常发生的是什么情况呢
？We have some kind of a retreat.
我们比如说有个特会
some gospel meeting, some special speaker.
我们有特别的讲员过来
He preaches powerfully.
然后他讲到非常的有力
She gives some powerful stories.
然后也讲了一些很打动人的故事
Who wants to surrender entirely to God?
最后他就问说谁愿意全心的降服于神
And we say, yes.
我们都会说我愿意我
An eternal yes.
我们会对神说一个永远的我愿意
Oh, that's good, doesn't it?
那是不是很棒
You know, we cry and it's all a great
我们又开始流眼泪啊就很
激动 I'm not minimizing, I'm not mocking it.
我不是在在这个嘲笑或者淡化这种特会的效果
But if we don't understand the second part of what I'm saying
但是如果我们不了解我后面要讲的这一部分
We soon lose what happened.
我们就很快就是失去了我们所就是发生的。
Because we go home and everything's great.
我们刚开始回家时候每样事情都很棒。
For about 3 days.
大概就是持续三天而已。
And then our
接着
spouse
接着你的配偶
does something really really foolish.
做了一些很笨的事情。
And we have the words to tell them exactly how foolish they are.
我们那个。心里面就想着告诉他这个事儿有多笨。
And the Holy Spirit very quietly.
然后圣灵就很安静的对你说。
Don't say that.
别说。
And at that point.
就在那个点上。
We have to decide in an instant.
就在那一刻那一瞬间我们必须要决定。
Without any dramatic stories.
没有一个很打动人的故事。
Without the organ playing any music in the background.
没有那个在后边的风琴的声音。
Without any tears,
也没有任何的眼泪。
Do I say what I want to?
我们是去说出去我心里想说的吗
？Or do I say a small yes?
或者说一个小小的我愿意。
That is the outgrowth of that eternal.
是那个是来自于那个永远的我愿意从那个里边流出来的。
And you see the problem?
你们看到里边
That one is a whole lot harder.
现在那个小小的那个课说出来比在那个特会上想要难很多因为在那个特会上那种大事件那很容易说我愿意
The small one
但是这种小小的
And there's going to be hundreds of those
你要后边有成百上千的那个小小的我愿意
And that is why
那就是为什么
Back to Brother Hingin's comment
这就是那个刚才这个问题所讲的
It is impossible.
就是说，过这样的生活，实际生活是不可能的。
Unless.
除非。
Day after day.
每一天，每一天，每一天。
I am saying God.
我对神说，神呐。
I said that eternal yes.
我已经说了那个永远的，我愿意。
I belong to you. I'm surrendered to you. You're in charge.
我属于你，我向你降，我现在向你降服，然后你在掌管。
And so far today.
所以到今天
I've done pretty well.
我还都挺好做的都还挺好的
But I'm getting ready to get out of bed and it's going to get better from here.
但是我一旦起床这个事情就不同了
That's why I need you.
所以神啊我需要你
You know the questions that will come today.
你知道今天我要面临的那个问题
And I need your grace in my life.
我
To say yes to.
我需要你在我生命中的恩典，让我能在那个时刻说我愿意。
Elizabeth Elliot wrote that in her journal.
这个伊丽莎白·艾略特在她的大学的日记里写下了刚才那句话。
I've said eternal yes.
我已经说出永远的我愿意。
But then,
接着
you look through her life.
你看她的整个生活生命。
Her husband Jim is killed while trying to evangelize.
她的先生那个吉姆，他就是想在那个厄瓜多尔对那些印第安人宣教的时候就被杀了。
And God calls Elizabeth to become a missionary to that tribe.
神就呼召伊丽莎白对那个杀害她丈夫的部落再去宣教。
This tribe who killed her husband.
That's another big yes.
那就是另外一个很大的愿意。
So again, she has to decide.
所以她再次她必须要决定。
Did that eternal yes back when I was a student at Wheaton, surrounded by friends who believed like I do?
就是那个当她在那个惠顿那个神学院，在个大学的时候说那个永远的我愿意。当时她说的时候，周围有一群的同学。
Does that still hold?
到现在还能不能持续呢？
Over and over and over, we have to make that decision.
就是我们不断的要做那个决定。
I've come to feel that the big decisions are not the main challenge for most of us.
我觉得，就是对我们绝大多数人来讲，那个大的决定，说我愿意，那个不是一个挑战。
Because the truth is, if you weren't wanting to serve God, you wouldn't have gotten up this morning and come here.
因为真相是，如果你不想服侍神，你也不会今天早晨。早点过来参加主日学了，对吧
？Stay at home, drink coffee.
你在家里面可以在那喝咖啡啊，
nice、breakfast, watch
然后
TV.
吃一顿那个早餐，然后看看电视。
Don't leave.
不现在你看
到这么 appealing，
好像我把这个讲的太诱人，待在家里喝咖啡。
I'm convinced that the people who show up at church，
我就确信在可以来教会的，在教会里出现的人
，want to serve God faithfully。
想要忠心的服侍神。
It's not the big question that they're struggling with.
不是说那个大的那个问题他们在挣扎，在。
It is this.
挣扎的其实是。
That on Friday I really, really wanted this.
到星期五我真的很想要那个。
And God wanted me to do this.
但是神想要我做的是那个。
And I have to say no to my desire.
我必须要对我的这个。
If I'm going to say yes to His desire for me,
如果我想要对神对我的意愿说我愿意的话，我必须得对我自己的那个心愿的说不。
And I think there is where we fall short.
就是在那个地方，我们其实是亏缺的。
And part of it is
我们是不够的。
Once we've said the big yes,
问题在于有的时候这个部分原因在于，当时我们一旦说了一个很大的永远的我愿意之后
，we convince ourselves, "Wow, I've got that battle."
我们就说服自己说，哎呀，这场仗我已经打赢了。
And we say exactly what Peter said.
我们就说的就像彼得所说的那句。
They may all.
他们可能都会跌倒。
But not me.
但是肯定不是我。
I was in a service recently for young people.
我最近参加一个就是给年轻人的这样一个聚会。
And they led the young people in singing a song.
他们就最后带领年轻人唱了一首歌。
I have decided.
我已经决定
to be invincible.
就是绝对不可战胜。
And I thought.
我就想
I know who wrote that song.
我知道谁写的那首歌。
Simon Peter wrote it.
是西门彼得写的那首歌。
He said it to Jesus.
他对耶稣说。
And it did not go well.
但是最后的这个发展却不好。
I think I would rather decide this.
我想我会这么说。
I have decided.
我已经决定。
I am very invincible.
我很容易受攻击，我很容易。
I don't know if that's a word or not, but you can do something with it.
你可以改改这个词。
I have decided.
我已经决定。
I am very weak.
我很软弱。
And I do not have the strength.
我没有这个力量。
To stand.
没有力量来站立的稳。
And so God.
所以神呐。
Would you help me today?
请你今天来帮助我。
In the next decision I face.
在我下一个要面对的决定的时刻。
To say yes.
对你说我愿意。
I think there is where, brother, it moves then from a nice theory.
所以呢，在这个时候，我们就从一个好像很好的一个理论，进到我们的应用到我们的实际生活当中。
I was reading in devotion this weekend, Joshua.
这个星期的我的灵修时间就在读约书亚记。
I think it's chapter 18.
我想可能是十八章。
They've gone into the land.
他们已经到了这个应许之地。
They've conquered much of it.
他们就征服了占领了很多地方。
They're starting to settle in.
然后就开始安定下来。
And Joshua says to some of the tribes.
约书亚就对一些以色列人说，其中有的支派。十八章第三节 ，Yeah, it's 18:3. I found them.
Okay. Joshua says this.
约书亚对以色列人说，其中其余的还没有分给他们地业。
How long will you put off going in to take possession of the land?
你们耶和华你们列祖神所赐给你们的地，你们单言不去得。
Which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you.
要到几时呢？
And that verse hit me.
我读到这句话就突然好像就打动我。
Has God already given it to them?
神是不是已经把那个地给他们了？
Yeah, the Lord God has given it to you.
是耶和华你们立足所赐给你们的地。
Do they have it?
他们现在有没有呢？
No.
还没有，还没得到。
Why?
为什么？
They have to do something in response to God's promise.
对于神给他们的应许，他们还是得去做些事情。
God
神
呢？ says to them, this is your land.
这个是你的地，我已经给你们了。
Joshua says,
约书亚说,
You're sitting here saying, thank you, God.
你们坐在那儿就说, 神啊, 谢谢你。
But you're still sitting here.
但是你还是坐在那儿。
You have to go take it.
你必须要上去得那个地, 占领那个地方。
And here's the problem.
问题在于,
What's going to happen when they go to take it?
如果他们要去占领那个地, 要发生什么呢?
Yeah, there's going to be battles, because there's other people who want that land.
有战争, 因为也有人想住想要的。
It's not just a matter of sitting there and God dumps it in your lap.
你不是说你坐在那儿。
Action and it is a costly action.
不是他们坐在那儿，神就把那个东西都倒在他们怀里，而是他们要采取行动，而且这个行动是有要付出很大代价的行动。
God says to us.
神对我们说。
I am calling you to love me, serve me with an undivided heart.
我呼召你们要专心一意的来爱我，来服侍我。
And my command is a promise.
我的命令就是应许。
I will do that.
我会为你们做。
And it's a beautiful promise.
神的这个应许是非常美好的。
Because when we serve God,
当我们服侍神的时候
，with this dividedness.
如果我们心里边有这种三心二意。就是半心半意的总在那儿拉扯的话
It's a constant battle.
那你就是不断的在那儿打仗
And the battle is not simply from outside. There will always be the pull from outside.
就是这个征战呢你的这个挣扎的不单单是外边的因为外边总是会打仗
But this is from inside.
但是你这个三心二意
Inside I have this heart that's pulling between two desires.
就是总是在那儿挣扎就是在你里边总是有两个心意在那儿一直拉扯你
God says, I want to give you a heart.
神说我想给你一颗心
that loves me so much.
就是这样的爱我，如此的爱我
that your supreme desire.
那你最高的这个心愿，你的生命中首要的心愿
is to please me.
就是讨我的喜悦
There will still be temptation.
外边呢还是会有那个试探。
I have really bad news for you.
我给你有个坏消息。
You're going to have temptation from now on.
从现在开始到你。
Don't expect that to disappear.
一直会有试探，会有引诱，所以不要以为这个试探会消失。
But God says, I'm going to give you a love for me.
但是神说我会给你一个对我的爱。
That your supreme desire.
所以你的最高的你的心愿。
Is to please me.
就是来讨我喜悦。
And that motivates.
那个就会激励你
you to say no to wrong temptation.
那就会激励你对这种试探说不
for the much greater joy
是为了一个更大的喜悦
pleasing me.
就是要你这个更大的喜悦就是讨神的喜悦会带给你更大的喜悦
and then that becomes the framework
然后这样呢你就有一个框架
That we live our daily life.
我们就可以过我们每日的生活。
That now we have the great desire of pleasing Him.
现在我们有这个伟大的要讨神喜悦的这样一个心愿。
And we are making all of these daily choices.
然后我们
in light of that desire.
在那个永远的那个要讨神喜悦，对神说永远的我愿意之后，我们就每天在这之下呢做这种小的决定。
But it is lived. through His grace.
但是能把这一切活出来，都是要靠神的恩典。
Because apart from His grace,
因为如果不是因着神的恩典，不是靠着神的恩典，
it's impossible.
那是不可能的。
Now, any other question, and then I'm going to go on. Yes.
Sorry, I just want to make a short comment. Because if we see ourselves as servants of God, yes, saying yes is our job. But however, we could become like Pharisees, always says yes to the commandments, but have no relationship with God. Or the relationship is still master and servant.
Okay.
How about this, that if we see ourselves as children of God, that's a new identity, and we are not children saying yes to our Father, but we want to even think ahead that how I can please my Father.
Yep.
It's not just, okay, this comment and I yes, and this comment and yes. It's before He even comments, or already comments in the Bible, but before He comments, that I already think and plan that, okay, how do I live my life to please Him?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
就是说刚才的意思就是说，当然就是说，在外对神说你是主人，我是仆人，那我就说永远的我愿意。但是更胜过这个，就是我们看自己是神的儿女，所以在做这个之前，我们就预先想，就是我们心里有这个愿望，我要讨父神的喜悦，我如何来讨父神的喜悦。
I'm using the word serve because I'm looking at right now in the Old Testament.
我
就是
迈不是说我之所以用这个服侍，用这个仆人这个词，是因为我们现在看的是旧约。
But for the Pharisees,
他刚才也讲到这个
and here I want to pull where we're finishing up this lesson and where I'm heading next.
就是他讲到是刚才琳达姐妹讲到，就是法利赛人，他们说是神的仆人，但是他们跟神是没有关系的。
For the Pharisees,
对法利赛人来讲
，obedience was, I'm not going to say entirely, but largely a matter of outward obedience.A set of commands.
对法利赛人来讲，他们的顺服不能说是绝对的，但是绝大部分是对一堆这个规条的顺服，外边的外在的规条的顺服。
It did not start in the heart.
他们的顺服不是首先来自于内心。
It was purely outward submission.
只是外在的一个服从。
To a set of rules.
对一堆规则的这个服从。
Anybody ever had a boss who was really unreasonable? Don't raise your hand.
不用举手，肯定有没有那种不合理的老板。
I have a former student that I meet with a couple times a month first.
我有一个以前有个学生，那原来我一两个月会见他一次。
And at least from his side,
起码是从他的角度来讲
，his boss is just insane.
听他讲吧，他老板就有点。真的是不可理喻。
He has outrageous.
然后这个老板就有点完全是不合常理的这种要求。
And he said, you know, he'll come through and he'll say, do this, do this.
他就说这个老板常常就进来就说你做这个做那个。
2 hours later, why are you wasting your time on that? I want you doing this.
然后他就过两个小时进来说，哎，你怎么花时间在做这个东西呢？我说去做那个去。
He's kept this job for several years.
但是呢，他在那个岗位下还是工作了好多年。
He's paid very well.
因为这个他的工资很好。
And one day, a few weeks ago, I said.
有几个星期前，我有一天我对他说。
How number one? Why are you still in the job? And he says it pays me well.
为什么你还有这份工作？他第一个呢，因为这个工资挺好的。
And I said, and how do you manage?
那我说您，那你怎么来做呢？这个老板这样不可这样子。他说
I've learned this.
他说我学会了。
Inside，
在我里面呢。
I can say whatever I want。
我想说什么，我都说什么。
Outside，
但是表面上外面。
I say， of course。
我就说，当然。
I'm happy to。
我会去说。
Oh my goodness。
And I said you would make a great Pharisee。
我说你可以成为一个很好的法利赛人呢。
Because that was where they were。
这个就是法利赛人他们的这个。
Jesus
said,
outwardly, you've got it all shined up.
你们都好像闪闪发光，不发亮。
Inwardly,
在里边呢。
You're full of corruption.
你们里边是装满了这种腐败。
He describes them as a whitewashed.
主耶稣把他们描绘成粉饰的坟墓。
For a Jew, the sepulcher was unclean. It's death.
对犹太人来讲，这个坟墓的这个是不洁净的。
But we cleaned it up to where it looks very nice.
但是把它粉饰好，看上去很好。
But inside, he said.
但是里边呢
？You are as impure as a grave.
他说你里边那个不那个污秽啊，就像那个坟墓似的那样子，不洁净。
Said a few weeks ago in a message.
在几个星期前我讲到的时候
Going to church is very dangerous.
来教会是很危险的。
If it doesn't start from the heart.
如果这个你的所有的一切行为不是从内心里发出来的。
Because you see, as long as I have my suit and a nice tie like Brother Richard here.
直到我们穿着西装领带整整齐齐的。
I can't see what's inside.
我看不到里面是什么。
True story.
And what's even more dangerous?
但是更危险的是
I can't see what's inside me.
我甚至看不到我里面装的是什么。
I look in the mirror and my tie is relatively straight.
我看看照了镜子啊，我的领带打得挺好的。
I hope my shirt is relatively unwrinkled.
我也希望我的衣服是不是说皱巴巴的。
Maybe it's not covered with a nice suit.
然后呢，衣服如果里边的衬衣如果不是很
blind,
我就可以穿一件西装把它给遮掩住，那样这样子也让我自己也看不见。
Over the years, I've come to have a lot of sympathy for the Pharisees.
这么多年来，其实我对法利赛人挺同情的。
There were some.
有其中有一些。
Who were fakes and they knew they were fakes.
有些人他们是假装，他们也知道自己是假装的。
But I honestly don't think most Pharisees.
但是我就是真的是觉得。
Were deliberate fakes.
不是说绝大多数法利赛人不是故意装的。
Remember when Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful and desperate?
记不记得耶利米说人心比万物都诡诈
？Who can know it?
坏到极处，谁能识透呢
？David prayed.
大卫说
：“God,
神呐、啊、
，Show me my hidden.
求你真的是让我看到，让我知道里边，看我里边有什么恶行没有
？Who are they hidden from?
他们这个像谁隐藏的？是像隐藏的。
It would be a ridiculous prayer for him to say, God, you know I'm hiding all of these things from other people. Show them to me.
然后，如果你认识我，我把这些东西对别人都隐藏起来，你看我显现这样祷告不是很荒谬吗
？He is saying, God.
大卫说的是。
I look in the mirror.
我看着镜子里。
And I see a king all dressed up with a crown.
我看到一个王真的是穿戴整齐，戴着王冠。
And I can think.
我可以觉得说
I'm doing pretty good.
我很棒我做的都很好
God, please show me where I have deceived myself.
求你鉴察我让我看到我在哪方面我自己都骗了自己
The danger for the Pharisees
对法利赛人的危险就是
And honestly the reason I say the danger for us in church
我又诚实的讲对我们这些来教会的人我们的危险就是
They convince themselves
因为法利赛人呢就是说服了自己
And we convince ourselves.
我们也可以就是让自己确信
But as long as we have checked off all the boxes,
只要我们都做了这些
check,
都打勾了、
okay.
我们都没事情我们都挺好的
So Jesus, yes.
Isn't it more a question of motivation at the heart issue? I mean, certainly there were Pharisees who displayed their religiousnessWith long prayers to impress people.
Right.
There were also other Pharisees who genuinely loved God, but they were doing it to earn、
mm-hmm.
favor with God.
Right.
And so in our service for God, isn't it, we can do things trying to earn God's favor、
yep.
or blessing.
Yeah,
but rather, the question of motivation is we do things because we love Him.Out of a relationship, and so it's a question of motivation.
Right.
他就说这个说是不是这个是一个动机的问题呢？比如说法利赛人有的是假装，但有的人他们可能真的是想要去，他们之所以去做这些，是想要赢得神的恩惠，赢得神的赞同。所以呢，我们的里边的动机是说，我们是想要赢得神的，好像从此那正功劳呢？还是说我们真的是出于爱神，所以他想说这个问的问题是这是不是一个动机的问题？麦麦说是。
Both of those, thank you. Both of those come.
这
from a heart that isn't right.
所有这一切都来自一个这个心呢，它是不完全正的这样一个心。
And I think the second example is the more dangerous of the two, honestly.
就是这个，如果想从神那里赢得好像恩宠这样的，好像
是 first example,
都是赚的，这更危险。第刚才我的例子是
，I'm trying to impress other people.
第一个是我想要打动别人，让别人对我印象深刻。
Jesus says, when you give your alms, don't sound the trumpet in the street. But they can have glory from you. Doing the right thing for the sake of impressing other people.
如果你是为了让周围人称赞你，为了打动别人，对你印象深刻做事情的话
，And Jesus says，
耶稣说
，Okay， you'll get what you want。
那你就已经得到了你所要的。
You wanted glory, you got it。
你想要别人对你的称赞、荣耀，你已经得到了。
But an even more dangerous motivation, maybe。
但是一个更危险的一个动机，有可能是
a desire to earn favor with God。
就想要说，我。这个你的这个动机心愿是想要赢得赚得神的恩宠
doing good things
我做善事
to earn his favor
去做这个良善的行为去赢得神的恩
宠 I've thought a lot about the second phrase that Jesus uses in that example
我就很多时候想到主耶稣在这个第二个就是这个例子上所用的
when you give your alms
当你给这个施舍的时候
Don't sound a trumpet to get glory from other people.
不要说去吹号，要让就是让这个神好像都来称赞你。
Don't do it in a way that you know everyone else is going to say, "Wow, he's really generous."
不要说做出来就让别人都说哇，这个人真是大方啊，真是慷慨呀。
But then he says something kind of strange.
然后他说了一个好像有点奇怪的事情。
Don't let your left hand know what your right.
他说不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
That's not a lot. What's that mean?
我就想了很久，说想了很多，说这个是什么意思呢
？And I come to think that part of it may be this.
我觉得其中的一部分可能是这样的。
Matches with what our brother has said.
就像刚才所讲的这个动机的问题。
In the first example, I'm trying to impress other people.
在头一个场景中呢，是想要
in the second
让周围的人印象深刻，对我。
While my right hand is giving.
第二个呢，就是说
my left hand is patting myself on the back, saying, "You are really
我右手
generous giver."
我右手给出去，左手再拍拍自己的肩膀，说：“哎呀，你做的真棒啊。”
And you've done it quietly, where no one would know.
你这哇，你都是暗中做的，没有人都知道。
Not only are you generous, you are very humble.
你就对自己说，我不仅你这个人呐、啊，不仅很慷慨，对自己说，你还很谦卑。
God is going to be pleased with you.
神会对你很高兴的。
Understand?
你了解吗
？I have turned a good action.
我已经把那个一个很好的行为
into a display for myself.
就好像。
My own.Righteousness.
让成了一个我自己的这个义的一个彰显，就是我自己觉得我是。
I think God is going to be pleased because look at how generously and humbly.
我觉得神对我肯定很高兴。你看我多大多慷慨大方，多谦卑。
Jesus answers.
主耶稣对这个的回应是。
When I give, the motivation is to be for God.
当我给的时候，这个。这个动机应该是给谁
？I don't try to impress other people.
这个我这个就是施舍的时候，不是说为了打动让别人对我印象深刻。
I don't try to impress myself.
甚至也不是说让自己觉得自己。
I don't try to gain any points with God.
我不是想从神那里得到任何的积分。
But because I have a heart motivated by love for God.
因为我心里的动机是出自于对神的爱。
I give it to Him.
我就把这个给神。
That's all that matters.
那就是唯一重要的。
There's a wonderful example of this in Chronicles.
在历代志 Chronicles. First
Chronicles. Second Chronicles.
历代之下有个很好的例子。
We talked earlier in this class.
我们这课早一些时间讲。
A little bit about the laws in Leviticus.
讲到利未记里面的律法。
And how God gave very strict instructions for every detail of the sacrifice.
神对那种献各种献祭有非常
具体仔细的一些规定规条。
Did those details matter?
那些细节重要吗？
Yes.
当然。
What happened when people brought sacrifices and did not follow those details?
如果人带来这个祭物，但是没有跟随这些规条，会怎么样呢？
Yeah.
他会有些像那个有一个王，他就乌大王还是什么，他就是不是得了那个麻风嘛。
The sacrifices were rejected.
他第二个那个这个祭物就会被拒绝。
So we come to 2 Chronicles 30.
所以我们到历代之下第三十章。
Hezekiah is king.
西西家是王。
After a long period of apostasy, he is bringing revival to Judah.
然后在以色列人已经离经叛道很多年，现在这个通过神通过西西家给以色列带来复兴。
He is going back to obey the law.
他又要回去遵从神的律法。
And he restores the practice of Passover.
然后他就重新开始守逾越节。
It says he sent letters all through Israel to the people of Judah, the people of the north, inviting them to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
然后呢，他也就是写了信，就是传遍以色列，从别到从别是巴到但，使他们都来守逾越节。
And it says as the messengers went and brought the invitation, most of the people laughed at them.
他送信呢，就是把这个信呢传到各城，但是。很那里的人呢，大多数人呢都是戏笑他们，讥笑他们。
Says verse 10, they laugh them to scorn and mock them.
那里的人却戏笑他们，讥笑他们。
But some,
然而
men of Asher, Manasseh, Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem.
然而亚瑟、马纳西、西布伦中也有人自卑，来到耶路撒冷。
Verse 12, the hand of God was on Judah to give them one heart. Here is that same phrase that we looked at last time.
神也感动犹大人，使他们一心。这个一心就是原来我们说的那个完全。
To give them an undivided heart to do what the king said.
没有分裂的心，专心一意的心来遵行王于众首领，取耶和华自己所发的命令。
You have the picture up to now.
现在我们有没有一个图片？
Hezekiah is restoring Passover.
西西家再重新来
预备守
逾越节，他就邀请所有的人。
Many of the people have just laughed and said, "We don't do that."
那很多人就嘲笑他们说，我们才不去做。
But there's a group that says.
但是其中有一群人说。
And it comes back to what you said about is this possible? God gave them one heart. It's a grace.
刚才我们讲到说这个专心一意是不是可能？我们看到这里写了，神使他们。专心一意遵行王于众首领的命令。
And they come to celebrate the Passover.
他们就过来守逾越节。
But there's a problem.
但是这里有一个问题。
There were many who had not consecrated themselves.
就是他们呢，就是很多人呢没有自洁。
It has been years since Passover has been observed.
自从守逾越以前守逾越节到现在已经过了好多年。
They have not been following the rituals.
他们也没有在过去呢跟随这个，就是这些规
And so according to the law,
根据这个律法呢
，What happens to these people who take Passover when they have not prepared all the rituals? What should happen?
没有自洁，没有根据这个所记录的定例来做这些，应该会发生什么情况呢
？They should be punished.
他们应该被惩罚。
God doesn't allow us just to walk in and do this however we want to.
神不会说允许说我想怎么做就怎么做，然后就走开了。
Verse 18, a majority of the people had not cleansed themselves.
他说这个绝大有许多人尚未自洁，在十八节里说了。
Yet they ate the Passover.
但是他们却也吃了逾越节的羊羔。
Listen to this.
你下边听。
Hezekiah prayed for them.
西西家为他们祷告，神说。
May the good Lord,
他说，愿至善的耶和华
pardon everyone who sets his heart to seek God.
凡专心寻求神，就是耶和华列祖之神的，求至善的耶和华也饶恕他。
Even though not according to the sanctuary's rules of cleanliness,
虽然没有照着圣所洁净之礼，
and the Lord heard Hezekiah.
耶和华重新给西西家的祷告。
I love the picture in Chronicles.
我很喜欢历代之下这个所描述的。
These are not people who are saying.
这些人不是说。
I don't care what the law says. I'm just going to take the easiest route.
我才不管这个。
There's no rebellion.
反正我就是要，我想怎么做就怎么做。这里边没有悖逆。
But they are also people who know.
还有一些人也知道。
We can't meet all those requirements.
我们没有办法满足这个，就是遵循所有的这些要求。
It's too high for us.
对我们来讲，这个太高了。
But Chronicles says God had given them a heart.
但是历代之下说，神给他们一个心意。
That was undivided in their desire to please God.
就是给他们一个心，在他们要寻求神、要讨神喜悦这方面，他们是专心一意、全心一意。
And God looks at them and says.
然后神看了他们就说。
No, they don't have it all together.
他们没有神说，哎呀，他没有把一切都做好，没有把一切都做好。
But I see a heart.
但是我看到他们的心。
That wants to please.
是想要讨我的喜悦。
A heart that loves me.
是一个爱我的心。
I'm going to honor that heart.
我就去会尊荣这样一颗心。
And so all of these pull together. It's not trying to impress other people.
所以把这些放在一起，第一个呢，不是说想要。打动周围的人，让别人都对你
印象深刻。It's not trying to earn favor with God.
也不是想自己，因为用自己的行为来赢得神的恩宠、神的赞同，而是
一个心，
是爱神。
And wants to please Him.
想要讨神的喜悦。
Not to earn something.
不是要赚得、赢得什么什么。
But out of love.
而是出于一颗爱的心。
And God sees that heart.
神就看到这样一颗心。
And in human terms, sometimes I think he probably shakes his head.
用我们。
They really don't have it together.
用常人的话就是说，神总摇头说：“哎呀，真是不，他们没有把这些一切都弄好。”
But.
但是。
They really love.
他们真的爱我。
I just forgot his name.Morrison, Henry Morrison.
就是亨利摩利斯
told a story.
讲过一个故事
He said he was out. He was an evangelist. And he'd come home.
他是一个传道者，然后他回家了。
And he was working in his yard.
他在那个后院工作。
It was hot. He was sweating.
然后很热，他也满头大汗。
And he says, all of a sudden, he looks up, and his little boy or girl, I don't remember. Boy.
Yeah.他就往外看看，他就看到他们那个小男孩、小儿子。
Bringing a cup of water.
给他带了一杯水。
He had gone to the dirty dishes.
然后这个孩子从那个脏碗里边拿着了一个杯子。
Grabbed the dish.
然后从那个脏杯子拿出来。
Dipped it in some muddy water in the backyard where he was.
在这个后院他所工作的地方，在那个泥水里舀了一杯水。
And said, "Daddy, you look thirsty."
说爸爸，你肯定很渴了吧
？I brought you some water.
我给你带了点水来。
That's better than I thought.
Morrison said.
这个摩利斯就说。
I looked at this glass.
说我看了这一杯这个杯子。
Dirty.
脏脏的。
Full of muddy water.
里面都是那个泥水。
He said, "Thank you, son."
我说谢谢你儿子。
He managed to drink it.
然后他又很努力喝了。
Out of a heart of love.
他是出自一颗爱的心。
The little boy gives.
这个小孩。
The best he can give.
把他所有的最好的给了爸爸。
And our service to God.
所以我们对神的服侍。
With the best of intentions.
我们是有我们最好的这个，哪怕我们有最好的意图。
Is often muddy water in a dirty jar.
哪怕我们带有最好的食物，通常也是一个。脏杯子装的泥水。
Not very great.
不是说很棒。
Yes.
Can I give a personal example of what you're trying to teach?
Sure.
My wife needs me to cut her toenails because she can't reach.
我太太需要我帮她剪那个脚趾甲，因为她够不到。
As her husband.
作为先生。
I do it out of duty because I'm a husband, so I do it.Out of duty.
我可以出于责任，因为我是老先生嘛，老公我必须得做。
I do it out of duty, and it's not a good thing.
如果他觉得我是出于责任而做，那不是一件很美好。
But I know cutting her toenails is a dirty job. I don't enjoy doing it.
我知道剪指甲不是一件很让人很享受的事情。
But despite the fact that I don't enjoy doing it, I do it out of love.、
Mm-hmm.
虽然我不是说享受去剪脚趾甲，但是出于爱我会去做。
That even though I don't like doing it, I do it.
虽然我不喜欢做这个，但是我还是去做，因为出于爱。
And sometimes loving God is doing things. It's not always you have a euphoric experience.
Right.
And feeling, but you just do it out of love.
所以当时因为我们去为做一些事情，有时候我们做爱神去做的事情，并不会总是让我带给我们很愉悦、很喜悦的感觉。但是因为我们爱神，所以我们会去做。
Yeah, that's a great example.
这是一个很好的例子啊，很难理解。
Serving Him,
所以服侍神
，not simply out of duty,
不是出于这个责任。
Doing some things that aren't natural to us,
就是做那个对我们来讲不是很自然而然，就是我们不擅长的或者不自然而然而做的。
Out of that heart of love,
是出于一个爱的心。
Not earning something.
不是赚得什么东西。
It's not marking off a list.
不是去打勾。
But it is from a heart that's motivated by love.
而是出自一颗因为那个动机是爱的心。
How about God's favor or God's reward?
Got you. Okay.
那他又想问到另外一个问题，就是那神的奖赏这个怎么解释呢？就是你要说神会有奖赏 you mean like、
no.
就是说想赢得神的奖赏是吗？yeah, some, 就是我们想赢得神的奖赏，这个怎么解释？
Out of a fear,
如果你是出于恐惧，出于害怕
of teaching that we do things to earn some kind of favor and reward with God,
因为我 go ahead,
I used to probably go too far the other direction.
因为害怕，就是说我们做事情是要赢得神的恩惠和恩宠，所以我的教导有时候可能就走到另外一个极端。
We shouldn't be doing it at all out of reward.
我们应该完全不是说出于要
just love.
你应该完全就是完全出于爱，而不是想要神的奖赏去做事的。
I'm gonna have to quit. Go preach.
我也不要。
But one day I was reading.
但是我原来是这么认为，但有一天。
Jesus' words in.Matthew.
但有一天我去读，你是不是说就完全我做事情都是出于
Blessed are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account.
但是呢，在我读马有一天我读到马太福音，马太福音说，当人们因为which verse I use the
5:11,
就是5:11说，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话辱骂你们，你就有福了。
Rejoice and be glad.
你们就应当欢喜快乐，因为
not for any reward,
不是为了他这里写的是不是说不是因为了
but just out of a heart of love,
只是出一颗爱吗？这
except that that's not what Jesus says.
但是这里却不是这么写的，主耶稣
rejoice and be glad,
因为应当欢喜快乐
for your reward is great in heaven.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Wait a minute.
我就在读到这儿，我就想说啊，等一下。
He says one motivation.
他其中讲到一个动机就是
to the reward,
就是要寻求赏赐。
And then I read, I think I mentioned last week.
我就上个星期所讲的。
The person who sees finds a pearl of great value.
就像一个人他早在发现一颗珠子。
And he sells everything he has.
他就把他所有东西都变卖了。
To buy that.Feel that pearl.
就是要买那颗珠子。
Our motivation.
我们的动机。
Is love for God.
是爱神。
But we also.
我们同时。
Have the wonderful reward of His favor.
我们有就是说，这个神最大的赏赐就是神好像对我们的恩惠，对我们的恩宠。
Back to our.Brother Melvin's example.
就像刚才那个 Melvin 弟兄的他的例子。
I think there is reward.
我觉得那里面是有你这样做是有回有赏赐的。
The joy of seeing your wife smile.
那个赏赐就是看到你的太太微笑。
And it's a reward.
那个对你来讲就是赏赐。
So you see how they all come together.
Yeah, okay. 所以你看到这一切是怎么融合在一起的吗？
But it all starts.
但是这一切都始于，都开始于，开始于。
If it starts with any of these other things, it's going to lead us astray.
所有这一切都来自于内心。如果都是从别的事情，你的动机是出于别的，那就会把你就走偏。所有一切都始于内心。
All the other comes together. Go ahead.
当你这样做的时候，这些就都
会。It's a little bit confusing because it's all really motivation. That God sees in us. And for example, we are earning rewards in heaven, I believe, by doing things that the Holy Spirit would like us to do. For example, whatever, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Matthew 5:12 talks about it, Revelation 22:12, bringing recompense with me to repay each for what he's done. 2 Corinthians 5:10, they all talk about rewards, but it's not really earning it, but it's God sees the motivation. I find that a little bit confusing and hard to balance, but I'm not really earning it.
白先生讲的说有点他讲到这个
It has to start from the heart, and then the rest.
就是混淆，就说都是动机，讲到这个赏赐，那个麦牧师再次强调，这一切都死于内心。
Let me quit here, and then let's pick up next week.
我们下次再讲，大家有问题可以写下来的，发给麦牧师。OK， 我们现在先到这儿。
Dear God, thank you for the privilege of being your children.
亲爱的主，我们为成为你的儿女来感谢你。
We are not worthy of your love.
我们并不是配得你的爱。
We can never do anything to deserve.
我们永远无法做任何事情来让我们配得你的爱。
And yet you give us the wonderful privilege.
但是你却给我们这么好的这样的特权，这样的权益。
Of serving you.
让我们可以服侍你。
The wonderful privilege of being your children.
这样子可以成为你儿女这样的特权。
Help us day by day.
帮助我们每一天。
To say yes to you.
对你说我愿意。
To live out that yes.
去活出来那种我愿意。
Not as a heavy burden.
不是一个重担。
But as a joyful, out of a joyful love for our Father.
而是一个出自于里边对我们天赋一个爱的喜悦的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.